The pileated woodpecker is one of my favorite of all birds. It's so striking, both in appearance and, more literally, in how it makes its living, striking its powerful beak into trees and suet cakes. The first time I saw pictures of it in my field guides, I became obsessed. I saw my first in June 1976. Russ got a distant but identifiable photograph, which may be why I'm so uniquely thrilled whenever I get photos of pileateds. Every time I've ever seen one, ever since that day, I've been thrilled. It's a bird you just can't take for granted. Raising a young pileated for several weeks in 1997 while I was a rehabber was an extraordinary experience. That was still in the days of film before I was taking many photographs at all, but I did get a few of Geppetto with Tommy and Katie. In November 2004, when I had my first digital camera, a pileated was coming regularly to the little suet feeder stuck with suction cups to the window of my upstairs home office. I got a photo of him through the window, which made me happy despite how he'd gooped up the glass with his sloppy suet-eating habits. I nicknamed him Jeepers and saw him a lot that winter because that was when a rufous hummingbird was also coming to my feeders. On December 2nd, we had a fierce blizzard, and I was in such a panic about my poor little hummer that I opened that window so she could feed inside my office. I had to wear my winter coat, snow pants, and gloves to work at my computer that day. In early afternoon, I looked out the open window to see Jeepers in the box elder tree right there. He stayed put long enough to give me the best photo of a pileated that I was to take for years, as if thanking me for opening my house to that cold, hungry refugee. I've had a few opportunities in the past couple of years to take even better pileated woodpecker close-ups in my yard because a pair has been hanging out in the neighborhood. This spring, the male was working a big, rotten, natural cavity in the box elder in the side yard by the house, the one I'd photographed Geppetto in 14 years ago. I think the male and the female were taking turns roosting in that cavity at night sometimes because one or the other would appear in the tree at dawn way earlier than I usually see them. Last month, right after we had a new window put in our dining room, I got some nice photos of both birds at some of the feeders in the side yard. I thought this was as good as it gets. How could I possibly get better photos than those? Then yesterday, the male spent a big chunk of the day in my yard giving me three superb photo ops. First, he was working on a cavity in my backyard box elder, not the one right next to the house, but one I can see out the back windows. I cranked open the window and got both photos and videos of him working on that. I thought that was going to be the best of the day, but when I went downstairs, he was in the peanut butter feeder in the side yard. I grabbed my camera and fired away through the new window glass, my camera on rapid burst. And whoa, for the first time ever, I got a shot of a pileated woodpecker's tongue. Not just the tip, but the whole long wormy thing, and the photo turned out really well. I've written a lot about bird tongues, especially the long extruding tongues of woodpeckers and hummingbirds, but I'd taken only a couple of decent photos of ruby-throated hummingbirds sticking out their tongues before yesterday. I've been trying to capture the moment a pileated woodpecker sticks out its tongue for years, but the best I could manage was a couple of pictures barely showing the tip. This one turned out better than I ever dreamed. The bird is in perfect profile, the tongue sticking out at full length. I got one last set of shots of my woodpecker in the afternoon. Now he was at the suet feeder in my back office window. My 300mm lens was at hand, and I had to step back to focus, but it was at such close range that all I got was a close-up of his face. I've never had a day offering such a variety of pileated woodpecker poses, and to have finally managed to get one of the tongue. I have no idea why this one male pileated woodpecker decided to give me such an extraordinary day, but I sure enjoyed it, both in the taking pictures and in the enjoying them afterward. I never named this particular pileated woodpecker, but surely he's my best bird ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.